Next time I talk to my buddy, Mr. B, better tell me before you're that.
I will, golly, leave me alone.
All right, Dan. You promise? You pinky square this pig?
I do.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Over there, not over there.
Yeah, over here, not over there.
Oh, okay.
What is it? Are you trying to say it? Just say it.
I can't go spit that over out. There.
Come on, spit it out. Just say it.
Get.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yeah, you like that riff in the area. Well, I don't know why I said area, but what's up, internet? Rolling Off Track Podcast number 3232. And I got me, Mr. B, and the 505 in the house in the Rock Pot Studios. And joining me to my left, Mr. A. How's it going, Mr. A?
What's up, Rock Pot internet people?
Rock Pot Studios, you're on my left, buddy. Remember that, right?
I'm on your left, all right, yes, here to sir. My right.
All right, high five, buddy.
Right. Yeah, man.
Yeah. All right, now to my right, got another dude joining the Rock Pot Studios. It's on my right, Mr. Sky. What's up, dude?
Not much. How's it going?
How's it going? High five, buddy. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Make sure you're still wearing your turkey gloves.
Still wearing my turkey gloves.
Yep. Well, gobble gobble to the listeners. I don't know if you guys recognize Sky. He's from. He gave us the sneak peek on Freebirds, and he was up on another episode. So he's part of the Rock Pod listening army. Is that right, Sky?
That's right. Street soldier.
Street soldier. Rock Pod soldier. Grew up in the Rock Pod streets, huh?
Yeah.
Since episode one.
Straight up. Born
raised.
Straight up. What?
Yup.
Cool, man. All right. Tonight, just, see what's, see the good stuff that's happening around the interwebs. You know, the WWW stuff.
The big dubs.
The big dubs.
Not the WWE, the WWW.
Do you got dubs on your rides, guys?
Yeah.
Do you, Sky? You got dubs?
No. I don't got no dubs.
You're not rolling on dubs. What about you, A?
Nah, man.
No dubs on your neon?
No. Got no dubs. I'm dubless.
Dubless. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Put that on Twitter right now. I'm dubless tonight.
Dubless 24/7.
Dubless. That's pretty good, man. Dubless 24/7. Cool. Alrighty, boys. I can start off with, what I watched. I watched some Freebirds. Mr. Sky, I watched Freebirds this past weekend.
Nice. How'd you like it?
Yeah, it's good. I laughed throughout the whole movie. Or actually, my family, we laughed throughout the whole movie. It was funny. And even my son, too, he's cracking up. And those, I'm not really good with the terminology, but those little liners that just, you know, like they say something, then they stop, and then you just crack up laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, those, it's pretty good. Man, have you seen it, Aaron?
No, I haven't seen it. What's it called? Freebirds?
Freebirds.
Freebirds, yeah.
It's a turkey. Gobble gobble, buddy.
Oh, it's a turkey?
Turkey movie.
Oh, free nice.
Free is the turkeys like, from Thanksgiving, buddy.
Is it like you can watch it off of YouTube, or like does it have to be like a DVD, or is it a TV show, or what?
it's in the theaters, buddy. It came out like a week and a half ago now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Theaters. You got to go to theaters, buddy. Hey, it's worth it to go to pay for it in theaters. So. It's a good one to see. Watch what, laugh throughout the whole movie and, just those, like I said, those lines that they say something, they stop, you start cracking up and it's just, pretty good. Yeah. I don't know what those are called. Do you know what they're called? Those lines that do that to you?
Punch lines?
Is that how you would say it, Sky?
I don't know. One liners, I guess. Yeah.
One liner or something.
Yeah. Call them whatever you want.
Yeah.
Turkey lines. Turkey lines. One lines.
Turkey lines, huh? Yeah. Yeah, but overall the movie's good. I don't want to say anything right now. Maybe later then I'll start saying some lines from that movie, but it's pretty good, man. It's, I was texting Sky about it and it's cracking up on those lines. It's funny, man.
Cool.
So take your kids, take your family. It's good. It's for everybody.
Yep. Good, good Thanksgiving movie. Just go hang out at the theater and go watch some Free Birds.
Yep. Another one I watched was the, Thor 2.
Oh, snap. How was that?
Thor 2. It's good. You like the Avengers? You like, comic books? It's good, man. It's a good movie. A lot of action. Nice. And the story's good too. The story's pretty good.
Plenty cool. of, Natalie Portman.
Yeah, she's, yeah, there's a, yeah, it's pretty good. And it kind of, has a few, scenes that line up with the Avengers movie. So it's pretty good that they tied that into it, kind of explained why, Thor didn't, see her in the Avengers. So it's pretty good.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Remember cause in Avengers, Thor didn't get to see her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they kind of, played a little scene about that. So.
Oh, that's
cool.
Right.
Yeah.
I just thought like he was too busy helping the Avengers that he didn't have time to fly on over to, where was she living at, New Mexico?
I think that's where they were doing the research and stuff like that, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, they say cool. something about that in the movie. And the last one was, Escape Plan with, Stallone and Arnold.
Arnold?
Arnold. Get down.
Arnold. To the chopper. Now.
Guys in the chopper now. Get down. Mr. B, get to the chopper, Mr. B.
Mr. B. Yeah, remember like that, the YouTube video, the clone movie?
Of course, no, yes, my friend.
In my last hit movie, The Sixth Day, I was cloned. I had to get back my stolen identity. In the super big hit movie, Total Recall, I was in the future. And I had to get back my stolen identity. And then in my super smash hit, Eraser, I had to help Venus Williams get back her stolen identity. So now, the new movie is called Stolen Identity. Because stolen identity movies make so much money at the box office. Or actually, I'm calling it Stolen Identity 3. Because sequels make so much more a lot of money. They do.
Is your clone pivot too?
Yeah.
Wait, that's also with Stallone, right?
Escape Plan.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. The story's good, man. There's it's not really like a Expendables type movie. You know, it's the action and guns and bombs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, this one has a story to it, and it's actually pretty good to watch. And I would spend a ticket on it. Spend your money on a ticket on it.
Cool. Spend your money.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. Can you do a Stallone impression?
Stallone? No, yeah. I can do just, you know, his lips to the side, huh?
Yeah.
Aaron, do a Stallone impression.
I can't, man.
No.
Only the what was it? The Jim Carrey version.
Adrian!
Wasn't it, Aaron, one of the earlier episodes a while back, somebody called you the sound effects guy?
Yeah, sound effects guy.
Sound effects guy, yes sir.
You're clean.
Cool, cool. Hey, letting the listeners know, three natives, three Navajos in the house.
Yeah.
What's, Navajo word of the week? What is it?
Shikis.
Nice, shikis.
Yeah.
My my bro, my buddy.
My buddy. We're the three best friends that anyone can have.
Shikis.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, shikis.
Aw, dang. That's awesome, man.
It's totally cool, bros.
Shikis.
I know, oh. Isn't it?
I know.
It's totally badass, buddy.
Yeah, shikis. Now we're the week.
Can I borrow some money?
Can I borrow some? Crazy,
we're definitely
yo.
Shooting the shit right now. What's that? We're blowing the roof off this bitch right now.
Yeah.
Can I sleep over?
Was
too late to go home right now.
Yes,
remember, you owe me. Remember, Brian, you owe me some money, man. Still waiting for it.
Cool, man. cool. So what's new, boys? What's rolling?
Rolling. Yeah, I guess one thing I can, before you guys tell us what you guys did, one thing to get out of the way, you know, give a thanks and appreciation to those Happy Veterans Day this past Monday.
Yeah,
you know, those family members that serve for the great country.
Yeah,
thank you. Do you guys have any family that serve?
My older brother did.
Oh yeah, that's right, huh?
Yeah, I see.
Yes sir, thanks to that guy. Who else? What about you, Sky? Any family members?
I have a grandpa.
Oh yeah, Navajo talker or no?
No. Well, I have a step grandpa who is a co-talker.
Oh, okay. Yep. And some of my family members, especially my grandpa on my mom's side, a Navajo co-talker, and he served and helped our country out. Thank you very much.
My grandma too. She was in the Marines back in the day.
Who?
My grandma.
Oh, really?
Yep, she was in the Marines for, I think, 12 years, I think.
Okay, cool.
Yep, she sailed the seas, the wide open blues.
The wide open blue, yeah, we salute you.
Yeah, yeah.
You think everybody knows a song out there?
Yep, everybody knows it.
Yeah. Yes, sir, cool. So what'd you guys play? What'd you guys watch?
I got Android. I play a lot of Tower Defense, and I'm stuck on a level. I don't like to go to the next level unless I pass it to the absolute very highest, I guess, value or highest score, whatever, because each level comes with 8 lives, and I don't go on to the next level unless I complete the level with 8 lives. If I get 7, I restart the level. And I'm stuck on this one level. It's freaking hard, man. It's pissing me off because it's been like 38 to 45 minutes at a time. And I play back to back like 3-4 times. And I still can't beat it. It's really irritating. But I can't get enough of it. I don't know why.
Yeah, you got to get your... How many stars? 3 or 5 stars?
It doesn't go by stars. It just it has accomplished level. A little award medal thingy. And then a silver or like a bluish silver shield saying you completed the level with all your lives. Still, you didn't lose a life or something, and it gives you their time and your score, but there's no stars or nothing.
Oh, okay.
But cool. It's still pretty awesome, and it's really hard. I can't get to get through this level that I'm on right now. It's taking me forever, man. I just can't do it.
It's all right, buddy. It's all right.
And then a lot of Texas Hold'em poker. The other day I won 118,000, but I turned around and lost all of it. it was funny to me, I thought.
I was waiting for you to finish.
Oh, that was it.
But yeah, that's just be glad it wasn't real money, huh?
I know, that's why I don't go play at the casinos, because I'm going to lose every penny. And
pulling your hair out.
I know, man. I'm slapping myself and hitting myself and pinching myself and I'm just kidding. Other than that, my Xbox, I haven't tried it. I did hook it up to the internet, of course, finally, about time. Almost halfway through all these podcasts, I keep talking about trying to hook it up to my Xbox Live. Let me see. I watched a movie called The Way, Way Back, and it's a really good movie. It's funny, start to finish, and I enjoyed the movie. It was pretty good.
The Way, Way Back?
Yep. Other than that, interesting story. have you seen those goldfish that had those weird big old bubble-looking heads?
Goldfish with bubble heads. Bobblefish? Yeah. Just kidding.
And then they have 3 fins, a fancy 3-fin-tail goldfish with a big-ass bubble head. It's like all squishy and mushy, the head. Looks like brains.
Yeah,
I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I guess it caught, I don't know if it was up with my water or what, because I literally just got done changing my entire fish tank water. And, like, not even 3-4 days later, we ended up seeing the goldfish having, like, those, the parasites living on it. And there was, like, 4 or 5 of them. And, I don't know what happened, but it started to accumulate a lot of ick and a lot of, what was the other? I don't know, some other kind of parasites, like, all foamy and, like, all foggy looking that grows on them or something.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know, it just ended up killing my goldfish. It sucked. So that freaking goldfish cost like $33, almost $35, and ended up killing my goldfish. And it got pretty big, almost a whole fist-sized goldfish. So I didn't want to take it anywhere out, so I tried flushing it down the toilet, not thinking about it, and halfway down being flushed, I think it got stuck in the piping or something, the plumbing, and it started to clog up my toilet.
Oh.
Sucked. And then, my toilet started to overflow a little bit, and I tried to turn off the water because my flapper was all jacked, like, have a crack in it, or it was all old or something, because the water kept draining, and, kept wanting to refill, and I was trying to turn my, shutoff valves off, but it wouldn't work, and the toilet started overflowing and stuff, and, like, damn it, what am I gonna do? And trying to soak it up with all my dirty towels, and get a bucket and trying to pour most of the toilet water into it and dump it in the tub or something. And finally, after like freaking 30 minutes, I got it to stop. I got it to shut off, got it to turn off, and took a plunger and plunged in that toilet like probably like 15 minutes at a time. Finally, I got it fixed. So that was an interesting weekend for myself.
Oh, trying yeah.
Trying to flush my toilet.
Trying to flush down that.
You didn't want to go, huh?
Yeah, I didn't want to go, man. It got stuck. And I'm like, sorry, bro, you're dead. I got to let you go. Get out of here. Be free in the drain somewhere.
Be free like Nemo. Remember where he tries to go down the drain to get into the ocean?
Yeah, free yourself.
All drains lead to the ocean.
Yep.
All drains.
So now we're just on the lookout for new fish, not goldfish, because goldfish are mainly the ones who accumulate the ick. And then start to form parasites and stuff with that. So I don't think we're going to get any more goldfish. Just look for a trash.
Yeah. Cool, cool. Next is get a shark, buddy. Get a shark.
Get a shark, man. Yep. Get a ball of shark. Yeah, little ball of sharks that grow like 6 inches, I think.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, man. I saw some of those this past weekend. I went to Petco with my daughter. She was looking at all the fish, and I saw some of those, what was it, ball of sharks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was like, whoa, look at those tiny sharks, man.
Yeah, the other one too are the pink-tailed sharks too. Those are nice. I like those ones.
Yeah.
I saw they brought back those, they're called dragonfish. So awesome. They're like, I don't know, they're really long and skinny and I don't know, they just look freaking awesome. I'll take a picture of it and send it to Mr. B and have him post it online.
Cool, cool. Hey, yeah, you should send me a pic of your little, kind of like a big tank, and yeah, pose it up. See if these listeners want to check out your collection. Be pretty good, man.
Collection of
your fish.
Oh, I got no fish, man. They all died from freaking parasites.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, one after another, they just started dying off. And that last one, that last big goldfish had, I guess they all swam to that one and killed it within like 2-3 days. And
man, that's crazy.
Yeah, I pulled off all of the parasites off of that last goldfish that died, and there were 7 parasites on it, and I put them all in a bowl, and they're all swimming around in that bowl.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Okay. Yeah, for the listeners, Aaron had a collection of fish, and he had it for a long time, huh?
Yeah, I don't know how many fish, all kinds of fish, all different types of fish, tetra fish, tiger barb tetras, ball of shark fish, blackfin tail fish, catfish, long whisker tail fish, ghost shrimp fish, regular goldfish, pocostomus. I don't know. I had all kinds of fish, man, but, cichlids, albino cichlids. I don't know. I had a lot of fish, man, but they all just started dying off on me. And why? I don't know. Because I was used to taking it to PetSmart and ask for a water test, and they said it was fine, and they don't know why they were dying. It sucks, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm cursed.
curse.
That's what it is.
Fish curse. What about you, Sky? You have a fish curse, or you watch any movies with fish curse?
No, besides Nemo. My daughter watches Nemo like every other day. So, nope, no fish, no pets. I don't have any, nothing.
Oh, okay.
No animals.
Did you get to play anything?
It's funny because I got an email today from, at my work, and they're saying like they just released, the Freebirds game for the mobile apps, like the iOS and Android and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't even know about it. I was like, oh, cool. So I downloaded it and I played it, and it's pretty cool. It's kind of like, have you ever played Bejeweled?
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. So you just have those little furball turkeys, you know, those little baby chicks. And they're all different colors, so you gotta get like three of the same color in a row, and then like it eliminates, you free those little turkey chicks. And, as the levels progress, they even have like the little time pod, and if you get like four in a row, one of them will open up the little door. So it's kind of like your power up, and then once you get three in a row with that powered up time machine, it like eliminates the whole, row. So it's pretty cool. And, yeah, it's pretty fun. There's not very many levels. There's only 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5 levels on there. I finished it within, I don't know, 20 minutes. But, it's pretty cool. I mean, they have sound effects, and like, you hear like the different characters, you know, like, Jake. He's like, oh, I can feel time warping. And it's just pretty fun. It's pretty cool.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But, Yeah, I just found that today, so I'll have to like send you the link to it so you can post it on the Twitter feed or on the blog or something.
On the Twitter webs?
On the Twitter nets.
Twitter nets, cool. Speaking about movies, Mr. A, Windrock IMAX Theater opened up this past week here in Albuquerque.
Oh yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, and up until the 15th, they're gonna have $2 movie tickets, $2 soda drinks, $2 popcorn, just up until the 15th though.
Yes, sir. So we got IMAX here in Albuquerque, New Mexico now.
Yeah, boy.
It's like something like 70 by 90 or something.
Damn.
Do a panoramic picture to take picture of the whole thing. It's pretty big.
Damn, big.
So you have to take two camcorders if you're going to pirate a movie?
Yeah.
Wait, where is this at? Windrock?
Yeah, Windrock Mall.
Behind the Uptown Mall. Or across from the Uptown Mall.
Yeah, so by Windrock Mall and by Uptown.
Yeah, across the street from Uptown, but behind Windrock Mall.
And across the street go ahead.
Didn't you, you mentioned that you guys are going to get, a BJ's? I don't remember. You said something about some kind of restaurant.
Oh, the...
do you remember?
The Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's, there you go.
That one's coming, spring of 2014. Dave and Buster's here in ABQ.
Ooh, man. You guys are moving on up.
Moving on up. Rock Pod is moving up with ABQ, buddy.
Yeah.
Pat yourself on the back.
Pat yourself on the back. High fives. That's three in there. That's three in the Rock Pod studio. High five, ready?
Oh, chest bump.
Yeah, chest bump. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Too hard.
All right. Cool.
Sure you don't got a parasite on you, Aaron?
I hope not. Shit. Things are dangerous. They're so tiny, but they can kill up to like 10 times their size.
Yes, sir.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't know either until one day, like 3 years, 2 years ago, when I first started up my collection of fish, we saw one of the parasites swimming around in the tank. And my girlfriend, she's like, oh, look, just cute. What is that one? Look, it's swimming around. And we're like, oh, yeah, oh, look, it's all tiny. Like, yeah, that's really tiny. So I ended up fishing it out with a Ziploc bag, and I took it over to PetSmart and asked them, like, what kind of fish is this? And they're like, oh, that's a parasite, dude. I'm like, oh, shit, really? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, damn. Are they dangerous? Like, yeah, dude, they can kill all your fish. Like, oh, shit, no. Like, oh, my God, ah. So we ended up driving back, and there were, like, four of them swimming around in my fish tank.
No.
Oh, my God.
Get back to the tank.
Get back to the tank.
To the tank.
kill the parasites. Got to get them out of my tank.
I'll have to practice my Stallone.
Yeah. All my fish are in danger. Babe, get me a new ball or a tank. I need to take the fish out.
I can't need this to Stallone.
I gotta go get my fish out of my tank. Hey, Bully, gotta go get the fish out of my tank.
You sound like you had one too many drinks.
I'll have to practice it.
Thor 2. Sorry. Thor 2, 86.1 million this weekend.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
What else? And Xbox One, when it comes out the 22nd of November, you're going to get 6 free months of Skype.
Damn. Skype it up. Skype's the best, people.
Yep, and you know how you have to pay a premium to monthly, so you could make a phone call to regular phone numbers.
Uh huh.
So all that will be free for 6 months if you get an Xbox One.
Damn, that's what we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Xbox One.
And do you guys know Kevin Smith?
I don't know Kevin Smith.
Oh, Sky, you should know Kevin Smith, huh?
Yeah, Silent Bob.
Jake, yes, sir. I guess.
Silent Bob. Okay, yeah, I know my Silent Bob.
Yeah, that's Kevin Smith, and I guess he got a chance to see the new Batman suit that's coming in a Batman Superman movie.
Oh snap! Yeah, Batman
nipples on it.
maybe, but he says they can't release any information. But one thing that he does say is that after he saw the suit in person. I guess Zack Snyder is the one that showed him.
Uh-huh.
I guess when he saw it, he said the way he can describe it right now without saying anything is when I saw the suit, the only thing I could do was give Zack Snyder a big long hug.
Big long hug.
Yes, I guess it's that good, man. Batman suit. He said it's different than it's not any like you ever seen before. Even through the comics too, it's not like any of the comics.
So, I think I gotta find him.
What's that?
I said I gotta find this guy, give him a hug too then.
Give him a hug, Zack Snyder.
Yep, just hug him up.
Zack, yes sir.
Zack the man.
And I guess Blockbuster has 300 stores still in the US still open.
Blockbusters?
And, yeah, Blockbusters. So now they're gonna start closing them down, all of them for good, even the DVD by mail.
Oh snap. So no Redbox takeover. Netflix takeover.
Redbox, Netflix, Amazon. They all took over. No more Blockbuster. They're closing it down.
Are they still gonna do their kiosks like Redbox? I know Blockbuster has like kiosks like Redbox.
Oh yeah, now they're closing everything. No more Blockbuster.
No.
The name is gone.
Complete shutdown, bro.
Complete shutdown. And I guess
shut it down.
I guess so. There's still people out there that still had movies, and they said if you had them, there's no use in returning them or anything like that. They're just gonna keep them because you can't return them to any Blockbuster.
Man, you should go check out a lot of them.
You know,
I had my wallet stolen one time, and I didn't. I was hoping it would come back to me, but it never did. And
your
then
wallet?
Like a couple months. Yeah, my wallet. And a couple months later, I got a call from a Blockbuster. And it wasn't too far away, but I've never been to that Blockbuster. And they're like, oh, you need to return your, I think it was like Mario Kart or something, or Mario Party. And I was like, I never checked that out. So thinking, you know, some little kid stole my wallet. So I had to go over there and talk to them. And they're like, yeah, you have activity on your card. You checked out a Mario Party and you never returned it.
Come on, man. Just tell us the truth, buddy. Open up.
It's okay.
It's okay, man. Just tell us.
Hey,
Mario Party.
Truth hurts, man. Truth hurts, man. It's okay. We're all native here.
Nobody's listening, Sky. Nobody's listening. It's just us three in the Rot Pod Studios.
You sure, man?
Yeah, man. Nobody's
knocking on my door.
Nobody's listening. I'll cover the microphones.
Just
whisper. Yeah, so they are asking me, like, yeah, you know, like, you have some activity on your card. That Mario Party was checked out on your card. It's like, no, my wallet got stolen. And I was waiting for them to, like, you know, well, we're sorry, but you're still going to have to pay for it. You know, I was waiting for that, but they said, oh, okay. Yeah, well, don't worry about it then. I was like, oh, okay. So that was pretty cool.
Okay.
But yeah. That was like 10 years ago. That was the last time I ever been inside a Blockbuster.
That guy's using your ID right now because it's over 21 and he's in the clubs right now, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing you can't take into the clubs is a Nissan Google Glass competitor.
What?
I guess Nissan's coming out with the Google Glass type glasses for using in your vehicles. I guess it's going to be paired with some of the newer Nissan vehicles. It's not out there yet, but they're showing what's it called? Can't think of the word right now. When you barely make one and you show it off, you know what was that called?
Prototype.
Yeah, prototype. I was trying to remember, but they have it. Yeah.
The word you're trying to say is prototype.
Thank you, Shikis.
Right on, buddy.
Right on, buddy. Yes, sir. So yeah, they have prototypes out there, and they're just they're paired with some of the Nissan vehicles, and it just gives you like a heads up display, a small display, and it just shows like GPS and just everything like what the Google Glass does.
Oh, cool.
And I guess they're calling it the 3E.
3E?
3E. It's kind of, I think it's like a name you can't remember, you know? 3E.
It's a name you can't remember?
It sounds like it because it's just 3E, you know? Like if you say, hey, have you checked out those 3Es? You'd be like, what are you talking about?
3Es?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You mean those 3E glasses?
They'll probably think you're saying 3D too, huh? Hey, do you have 3D glasses? Yeah, I got 3D glasses. No, 3E.
I got the really old blue and red kind. I got the kind of newer clear ones and the new dark black ones. The see-through kinds, but they're still 3D. The hell are you talking about, bro?
3E.
3E. What do you mean 3E? 3E. I don't have 3E. I have 3D glasses. I didn't ask for 3D glasses.
And, talking about Google Glass, prescription lens for Google Glass coming in January.
What?
So you'll be able to wear your Google glasses all the time now because it'll be prescribed to your vision.
Cool. I saw a YouTube clip the other day where if you take your, like, say a regular monitor, you take off the border, I don't know what, like the plastic border cover case thingy on the front monitor of it.
Uh-huh.
And then you unclip it from the monitor itself, and then you peel off that film from the monitor, and then you go and buy some kind of film. I forgot what it was called, what kind of film it is, and then you just cut out the shape of it to your eyeglass lenses, and then your monitor will be a complete white screen, but with those lenses that you cut out to your glasses, you can see the actual pictures and writings and stuff of your monitor. But if you're looking at it without the glasses, it's just a complete white screen. You can't see nothing at all. But through the glasses, you can see all the pictures and writing and letters and everything. It was like so freaking awesome. It's crazy. I was thinking about doing it to my monitor.
Oh.
So to everybody else who's looking at your monitor, you're looking at a white screen. But through those glasses, you're actually like, you're typing out an essay or you're watching a movie or you're drawing like on paint or you're messing around on the computer or something. But to anybody else who don't have those pair of glasses, they're just looking at a white screen. I don't know. It was pretty awesome. I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay. I guess have you seen those Sony TVs where it's curved and two people can be staring at the screen side by side? But the right side will show different, like you'll be watching a movie, and then the left side you'll be like playing a game, but it's on the same screen. Have you seen those ones?
No, but my TV can do a split screen where I can do that. It's not a curved TV, but I can watch my cable and play my game on the same screen.
Ah, okay, cool. But yeah, that's split screen, huh?
Yeah, split screen.
Yeah, but the curved one that I'm talking about, it takes up the whole, you can see the whole screen as one that you're watching by yourself, and the other person will be watching another thing on the whole screen.
Oh, and that's from Sony, you said?
Yeah, Sony.
Oh, cool, man. I haven't seen those. How much it cost? Like freaking $800 for a 32-inch screen?
No, I don't know. Something like that, buddy. Buddy, Shikis.
Oh, Shikis, something like that.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that.
Which one?
It's weird. No, I haven't heard about any of. I haven't heard of any of that stuff. It's kind of weird. I'm trying to figure out how that would all work.
With the Sony ones, you're wearing glasses, so it kind of filters it out by the frames.
Yeah.
So I guess your frame, the frame of the TV and the frame of the glasses are synced up on each of them. So then it shows two different ones at so fast that the normal eye can't see it, but the glasses are filtering out the other side, so you can watch your own thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like those holograms. Like when you tilt it to one side, you see a picture, and then tilt it to the other side, you get a different picture.
Yes, sir. You got it, buddy.
Ooh, smart.
Yes, sir. And here's one story. Burglar.
Oh, Dan, then those TVs cost $4,000.
$4,000?
Yeah, I just know I'm checking it out, but they look pretty awesome.
For what size? Like 30, 32 inch, maybe?
Shit, I'm sure. Hold on. Give me a sec.
I'd say probably maybe 40 inch, 4,000. Crazy, yo. And I forgot where I heard this story, but a tablet, they're making a first tablet with a 4K screen. 4K screen?
What tablet is this?
Where did I see it? I think it was Panasonic 20-inch 4K tablet will go for $6,000.
Sheesh. I don't think they make content for
24-inch?
20-inch?
Oh,
20-inch. 20-inch 4K tablet will go on sale for 6 G's, son.
Damn. That's a lot. Yeah. I can't think of any kind of content that's in 4K, though.
Yeah, they haven't released anything in 4K, so that's what they're saying with TVs too. If you want to buy a TV, it's up to you, but right now, just give it maybe three years before any 4K content will be out.
That's insane, because I know at my work, we work with 2K, and that's kind of pushing it.
Yeah.
4K. I think we render in 4K if we are going to do any kind of marketing stills. Or anything like that, anything that needs to be printed on the side of a building or something like that. But
yeah, have you heard of a tablet or TV? Oh yeah. Have you guys done or heard anything in your work, Sky, that you do 4K for 3D? That way, when it hits theaters, it's still it's not 4K resolution, but you know how when you're watching 3D, it kind of the quality goes down a little bit.
Kind of, but I've heard a couple of studios doing 4K. But like I said, in our studio, we still work at 2K. The only thing I think you lose intensity, in light intensity, it gets really dim because your glasses are filtering out.
Yeah.
So you're filtering out all that half of the light. But, 4K, that's pretty huge.
Yep. And just get a real quick detail about the 4K tablet screen. It's going to be 3840 by 2560.
That's huge.
It's crazy, yo. Burglar breaks into home and cooks bacon.
That's what I would do.
That's what you would do?
Yeah, man. Break in. I want some bacon. Where's the pans?
Where's the pot? Just start cooking bacon and eggs, huh?
Where's the bacon?
I guess this happened in North Dakota. A 30-year-old woman told police that someone broke into her home and then cooked some of her bacon in the microwave. It said three cans of Bud Light were also missing.
Where was she this whole time?
I think she was at work. She said she was at work. So when she came back, somebody made bacon and took three of her Bud Lights.
That's crazy. It's like, yeah, leave the TV. You want some bacon? Then grab me some Bud Light too.
Got some Bud Light. So that was in North Dakota. So nothing too close from here.
That's crazy.
Hello,
Aaron. You there? You there?
Yes.
Yay! Yay!
Yes. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yes, sir.
Cool. What you guys do, man? You guys cut me out. You guys didn't want me to hear your story or what?
Cut you out, buddy.
I'm like, oh, we'll just tell Scott. I don't know what happened. We lost internet connection with you. But anyway, let me tell you the story real quick. I see how it is, Mr. B. I see how it is. It's cool, buddy. I forgive you.
All right. Now we're going to wrap it up, and I'm going to end with the story, all right?
Just keep going. Just keep rolling.
Rolling.
Let's pull a 2-hour podcast.
2-hour rolling off track podcast.
Yeah.
It's a marathon version.
Marathon. It's up to the listeners. Listeners out there, you guys want us to do a marathon? Just tweet us, email us, everything like that. See if we can do a marathon, 2-hour marathon, 2-hour show.
For the weekend. The weekend.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll even do it live, huh?
Yeah, do it live, a marathon, live. Pull an all-nighter.
Maybe we'll have a few guests on during that time.
Yeah, get a couple of them and get some live tweets in and get some live chat going. And
we should, huh? One of these weekends, do that.
Yeah, do it big, man. Just go all night.
Yeah, cool.
Get some Red Bull. Get you some Mountain Dew. Call up Normie and get her some Monster.
We'll do a live and then do a live view stream. That way, every now and then, we'll do some video of the chatting.
Yeah, man.
That'd be good. Cool.
See my face and not just my voice.
See my voice. Cool.
Just want me for my voice.
You just want me.
That's what she said.
Oh. Alrighty. And we got a comment from episode 31, Bedside Tomahawk.
I saw that one. I read that one. It's a good one.
We got a comment from SLC801. And this person writes, great stories about the homeless. Just this past Monday, I was at Starbucks in the early a.m. A guy behind me honked at me because after I ordered, I was tending to my youngin', giving her the mute button. LOL. The line wasn't moving anywhere. He was just impatient. So instead of getting out of my car and throwing a dirty diaper at his window, I decided to pay for his coffee. That should teach him. Jerk. LOL.
Jerk.
Take that.
Take that guy honking the horn.
Yeah.
She should have ordered that coffee and then put the dirty diaper in there and give it to him.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you guys recall, but last Rot Pod episode 31, we told a good Samaritan, like paying for the meal or order behind you. So that's what this SLC 801 did, and good job, SLC.
Yeah, good job.
Shout out
good
to
job.
SLC.
We need more people like that.
Need more people, yes sir. So this week, try and do that and send it to RotPod and tell us how it went.
Pay for the person behind you, drive around, park, get out, and see what the reaction is.
Take a picture.
Video cord the whole thing.
Yes, just sir.
Yeah.
Like, what did you think about the person paying your bill? Like, what did you think? How do you feel about that? Even though you're being a jerk honking your horn, like, how do you feel? What do you think about it now, huh?
What? Start getting mad.
I'll get your story out. Come on, just say it. Just do it. Come on. I know what you're feeling. Just say it. I think I connected, but I don't know. Just, you know what? Never mind. It's not worth it. Get out of here. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, sir. Cool. All right. Episode 32 is in the books.
It's in the books.
Yes, sir. Sky, you got anything you want to pimp out, let people know what you're doing, where you're at?
No, not really. I'm just being boring here. I don't got anything going on right now. Go see Freebirds.
Cool.
Keep supporting it.
And, if you guys have any questions, comments, rants, whatever, you can always call the RotPod voicemail, 4133-ROTPOD.
Call it in. Leave a story. Let me hear it, man.
Yeah, Mr. A wants to hear a story. Voicemail, buddy.
Yeah, voicemail it.
Yep. And also tweet at ROTPOD. Email anything, stories, as long as you want, at rollingofftrackpodcasts@gmail.com. And find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Alrighty. And Aaron, Nissan or Chevrolet?
Chevrolet.
And Mr. Sky, any last words?
Get to the chopper.